The executive director of the Institute of Marriage and Family, David Quist, is with us. David?
Good morning.
Good morning. Do you think there should be a kind of a test or some kind of a course that people should take before they get married?
Well, actually, that's a recommendation that we made several years ago in a paper that we call Private Choices, Public Costs. And it was all about the cost of a family breakdown here in Canada. The cost of family breakdown in Canada is about $7 billion a year that we can track, and it's probably even double that from all the spin-off effects and things like that. And one of the recommendations we said was about high school. You know, we were just talking about hugs in high school and all the stuff that goes with that. You know, we teach our kids about drugs and careers and education and sex in high school, but we don't teach them really about the biggest personal commitment that they'll likely ever make, and that's about their marriage partner. And we don't talk about the things of the benefits of marriage versus cohabitation. We don't talk about those things and what divorce does to moms and dads and kids, because there's really no such thing as a good divorce. And we need to do that. We need to be talking about those things, so that when those teenagers who likely say, I want to get married and I want to get married forever, how to actually back that up and how to teach them all about it and what to do with it.
You know, it was in my era, because I've lived 50-odd years, it was in my era when all the I'm living with that person first phenomena started.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just anecdotal now. I'm not going with any empirical scientific evidence here, but it always seems to me that the people that started out living together to see if it would work, as soon as they got married, it ended.
You know what? You're absolutely right, and it's not just anecdotal.
Really?
The research tells us that a living together is not a trial marriage, it's actually a trial divorce, because of the very thing that you're talking about, and that's commitment to each other. That when a couple are together, and we're talking, you know, in the aggregate here, there are going to be couples that are listening to this right now saying, we've been together for 20-odd years and we're fine. But when you look at the aggregate, you look at the big numbers, those couples that are together and have been in cohabitation, either before they got married or are still in cohabitation, there's still something there about the lack of commitment. And when we get married without having lived together, there's a bonding, there's a commitment to each other that says, I want this to work. I want you to be my partner, my spouse, my whatever you want to call it in marriage. And that makes sense. It makes sense mentally and emotionally, and certainly in the eyes of the law as well. But no, you're bang on that one.
Well, that's just from observation, and that's coming from someone, my late grandmother, who passed away 2 years ago at 96, she used to call me a confirmed bachelor. You don't, you know, that's an old expression, right? I mean, and I am, so I have no room for, no point of reference, really. I've taken another, you know, thing in the route in life, but one thing I've noticed, and I've noticed this, you know, just over the past three decades, is people that are living together or cohabiting or whatever,
mm-hmm.
they'll say things like, well, that's my money, that's his money,
right.
My account, their account,
right.
and or that's this car and that car. And usually when people that are married, they don't speak in those terms. I do hear it, but not as often.
Very rarely.
Yeah.
That's right.
And that's that commitment thing, do you think?
Absolutely. It says that we're in this together now. We're going to make our lives together. Many will have children together and raise them up. There's something about the benefits of marriage for children as well. That kids pick up on when mom and dad are fully committed to each other. They work through the problems. I mean, hey, marriage is hard work. I've been married for almost 32 years, and it's tough work. But it's certainly worthwhile work as well. And so when mom and dad work those things together, they're also teaching their children how to face life's problems as well. But you don't just walk away from a problem, but rather you face it and you find solutions and you prepare them for it as they go into life as well.
All right. Well, David Quist, we're out of time already, and I thank you very much for your time today, and I hope we can talk again sometime soon.
My pleasure, Jeff. All the best.
All right. David is the executive director of the Institute of Marriage and Family.